Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead.
And I'm a little bit sick.
Bless it, you caught my sickness I had last week.
Getting down with the sickness.
Poor Christy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be poor after I pay for that doctor's visit tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go.
I'm going to go so I can get some steroids.
That'll make you feel better.
Well, yeah, because it's not just like coughing or condition. It's asthma. I have asthma.
Oh, you have asthma. I don't have asthma.
So I'm aggravated with the asthma right now. Mm.
I'm sorry. It sucks. Well, we survived our concert.
Barely.
I know. That was so much fun.
It was ridiculous.
I talked to people that I did not know.
Oh my gosh, I was so proud of you. Okay, so when we were, after the concert was over, and we went back to the lobby of the hotel, and we were sitting there visiting with some of the ladies there in the front, I was so proud of you because all of a sudden you got out of your chair, I looked up, and you're walking over there to the corner where there were some other ladies. You said, oh, they're laughing, having fun. I'm going to go see what they're laughing about. I was like, well, go, Sandy.
Yeah, I was having a blast until that one lady started talking politics. And I was like, girl, we were all sitting here having a good time. You shut your mouth.
Oh, I know.
That was disappointing. But it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was a blast.
It was so much fun.
I'm so glad that you got to go with, because it just made for a very memorable, it was a memorable night.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, Justin was fantastic.
He was so good. He was so great.
Oh, I liked the little DJ guy, too, that was at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was fun. He played some fun stuff, some, like, throwback stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good concert.
I think so, too.
And it just solidified our friendship.
It did. Well, yep, I said this is going to make us or break us.
Yeah, we're either going to have a really great time and be besties forever, or we're never going to talk again.
That was a long drive home, though.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I slept half the way. I'm so sorry. I could not hold my eyes open. I was just sitting there going,
oh, I have a hangover.
Yeah, and I could not hold my eyes open to save my life.
And as soon as we got home, I know you had to go to work.
Yeah.
And I had to go to work.
Yeah.
I went up there and I was just like, I'm here and I'm happy and I'm here.
Yeah, I had a whole funeral to do after we got back. Mm-hmm. So I got everything done. So that was a long day. But we got to eat at Waffle House, which is my favorite.
That's right.
Place to
it's
eat
not
breakfast.
A road trip if you don't go to Waffle House at least once.
I love Waffle House. I wish we had one closer. I would eat there all the time.
Well, it would take some of the mystique away.
Yeah, that's true. The best time to eat at Waffle House is like at 3 a.m.
For sure. I agree with that.
I still have a little bit of a lingering cough myself. But yeah.
Okay, so yesterday I watched the finale of Yellowstone that I know you haven't watched.
Yeah, now everybody on Facebook's complaining about it.
Oh no, not me.
No.
Oh no, I was just going to say, like, my opinion, everything turned out exactly like, well, my husband and I sometimes will sit and talk about what we think is going to happen on the next one, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I had already made the decision that John Dutton would pass away before the end of the show because it just wouldn't be...
Oh, yeah. Well, didn't Kevin Costner, like, sue everybody? Like, there was a whole big thing with him. I don't know.
I just knew that he, like, you... Okay, so this is just my take on something, but if you take somebody that is already a bigger name, you know, in the business,
yeah,
and you put them on a show like this, they're not going to be able to commit to that many years because he has other things that he's doing, you know? And so, yeah, I wasn't really surprised. Woo! That I got louder.
Yeah, let me pause this for a second. Okay, sorry. We were having technical difficulties.
Yay.
So we got it figured out now. But anyway, we were talking about Yellowstone.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't think that you can take somebody that is already that famous and already has such a motivated career and expect them to commit to something for that many years.
Yeah,
so
that's a lot.
So in his defense, he had all these other things going on. So I don't know, but I think that it was such a great ending. So if you ever do decide that you want to watch, the ending of it was perfect.
Well, one reason I haven't watched it is because it has spinoffs. And, like, I used to watch The Walking Dead religiously. Well, then it was Fear the Walking Dead. And then there was this show you had to watch and that show. And then they were like, oh, now we're going to start making movies. And now there's another spinoff. And I'm like, when a TV show becomes a full-time job, it's too much.
Well, okay, so as far as the spinoffs go on this particular show, they all are, like, prequels up to this point. It was beforehand, so it kind of, you can watch it or not watch it, and it does not affect the show in any way whatsoever. So they kind of give a nod back to how it all began.
Okay, gotcha.
And then another one that's closer to the time period.
Yeah, so you can watch it and never watch any of the spinoffs,
and you can still enjoy it. And I think you could honestly watch the spinoffs and never watch Yellowstone and still be okay with it, too.
Yeah, well, like, another one that was coming up on my TikTok a lot was Chicago Med.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to watch that because I like a little medical drama. Like, ER is my all-time favorite from back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, you can't watch Chicago Med without watching Chicago Fire and Chicago PD and, like, because they all have, like, so many crossover episodes.
Ooh, gotcha.
So if you're not watching all of them in order, you don't know what's going on half the time.
I gotcha.
And so I can't do a series that's a full-time job.
No.
Because, like, I first started watching the Chicago Med, and it was, there was a really good episode with this really great storyline. And when I went to the next episode, it was just never talked about again. And I was like, what?
It skipped around.
The heck? And so I Googled it, and I was like, what happened with this? And they're like, oh, you have to watch this other show. And I was like, I'm not going to do that.
No.
But like Grey's Anatomy, I love Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, I love Grey's Anatomy.
But there was also Private Practice. And they don't, you can watch one and not the other.
Right.
So it's not a full-time job.
So which were you? McSteamy or McDreamy?
Oh, McDreamy all the way.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I love him.
Presh.
Oh, and his hair. Mm-hmm. Have you seen him on TikTok? He's so cute on TikTok.
Girl, I don't get on TikTok.
I'm a TikTok girly, and they're like going to outlaw it, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
I mean, I get caught up in reels, and some of the reels are TikTok. But, yeah.
I don't, well, my life will go back to what it used to be before there was TikTok, I guess. But what did we do before social media?
Yeah, that's true. I'm so glad that I grew up in a time period that I did not have social media, though. Because, well, I'm not saying there was no drama, but it was drama that you could...
It wasn't like...
You could take care of. You could handle your drama. Yeah. Whereas with the internet involved, it becomes... Well, everybody else's drama.
Yeah, and like so many people post online about just personal stuff. Like, girl, keep your personal shit to yourself. Nobody cares.
Well, I mean, people care. That's why it's there. They don't care, but they just want people
I will watch
other people's drama.
Oh, I'm guilty of that. I will get on Facebook and I'll see something and I will go to 10 other people's pages to find out what happened, what was said. I will read 500 comments. I'll read all of it.
Yep.
Dear Lord. Yes, I will do that. My husband will come in and be like, what are you looking at? And I was like, drama.
That's right.
And then I have to tell him all the drama because he's nosy and does not have social media.
Well, if it's bad enough drama, I have to call a family meeting with my girls.
Oh, yeah. I've called my kids and be like, there's this girl you went to high school with, and she just posted this on Facebook. And so they'll do a deep dive, and they'll start calling people. we're going to find out.
Oh, I do have a friend that if I ever want to know something, I usually will just call her and ask her, because if she doesn't know, she will find out. She's an internet sleuth.
Yeah.
She really is. And then I have my friend Todd. And it's like, we have this one restaurant in town that people go to breakfast at. And I'm telling you right there, these old men will gossip worse than women's hen sessions. I'm
telling
you. Oh, my
Lord.
That's their hen session. So if you ever want to know anything in the small town going on, you can just call them and ask. Because
you can go normally breakfast time, or right after 5 o'clock, like maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock, when the old men are drinking coffee. Just go sit at a table near them. Anything you need to know about, you can find out.
Yep.
And they talk so loud because none of them can hear.
And
so,
love it.
Listen,
oh,
my husband's a part of this group. So, and every now and then, there's this little restaurant in the next town over, and so I pass by it on my way home, and like I'll stop in there if I see his truck there, and the whole table just shuts up.
Oh.
He's like, what are you doing? Why are you here? I just wanted a cup of coffee. And he's like, this is my time.
I'm not gonna lie, I just want to know all the juicy guy, what's going on.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I did think of another show that I had watched. There's, I don't know how many episodes there are right now because it's the first season of it. But have you heard of Brilliant Mind?
No.
It's a doctor show also.
Love a doctor show.
Okay, but he's very unconventional the way that he he's a diagnostic physician. And it's really interesting. You should definitely check that one out. I think that you would like it. Just because I love to just see how the human mind works, you know? I loved Bates Motel for that reason.
I started watching that, and then I never did finish it, and I don't remember why. I do remember why. It was back before I had streaming services, and back when you had to wait a week for a new episode to come out about something, I can't with that.
Yeah.
And I'm out of Below Deck right now, and what am I doing with myself? I had to wait for a new episode to come out. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I'm going to have to rewatch the whole season. But I just started over with, like, the original one.
Okay, so I'm really bad about, I'll wait until,
I'll wait until something's done.
So that I can go back and watch it, I like to go episode to
I'll wait till a whole series is like done before I watch it, because I want something that's finished, because I hate waiting for a new season or a new episode or a new anything. I'm impatient. I want it now.
That's right. And I don't like commercial interruptions.
I can't stand a commercial. Girl, cannot stand a commercial. I've been spoilt by Netflix and Hulu and Peacock and Amazon Prime and all the other ones.
That's right. Well, my Amazon has commercials in it now, and it never did before. Why?
You know what makes me angry about Amazon is I already pay for Amazon, and like there was a couple movies I wanted to watch this weekend. Why are they $3.99 to watch a movie that I already pay for a streaming service? And
I think it's because it's not streaming on that platform, but you can purchase it.
I don't want to. I want it right now. And I don't want to pay another $3.99 for it.
No. No, but you can get digital credits if you are not in a hurry to get your Amazon shipments. And then you can buy movies that way, because I've done that.
Okay.
Or I buy books. Lots of books.
You like a Kindle book, yeah?
I do.
I like a book.
Well, I do too, but I can't read a book anymore without reading glasses on.
Oh, God.
And I don't want to wear them. I don't. It's not the same thing. So I like my Kindle because I can make the font where I can see it without reading glasses.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha.
I am that age.
Bless it. I'm right behind you, sister.
But if there's a book that I really absolutely love, I have to have it in my possession, and I'll still buy a book. You know?
I'm a sucker for a book. I have books and books and books, and I don't make time to read. Except in the summertime, when I'm laying out by my pool.
Yeah.
I'll read.
Well, I read every morning when I get up. Every night when I go to bed.
No, I'm on the TikTok.
See, that's why I'm not on TikTok. I don't have time because there's too many books to read. Mm. Okay, so I'm currently on number 89 for this year.
Yes. Yeah, you surpassed your goal that you set.
I did.
Your goal was 75. Yeah. Yep. I've read 2 books this year. Just 2. They were big, long books. They're Stephen King. Mm-hmm. Books I'd read before, but, you know, I love Stephen King.
Well, those will take you a little while. You're not going to speed through those.
Yeah, I know.
He has lots to say.
Yeah. There was a couple other books I read that weren't that memorable. They were just poor reading. But yeah. I do like to read. I just don't make the time to do it.
Well, shout out to my girl, Colleen Hoover. She... Oh, I can't remember what year it was. Maybe 2014 or so. Yeah. She published her first book on Amazon through Kindle.
Yeah.
And she put it out for free just to see if people would read something that she wrote. She went from that to being the best-selling author in the United States right now. And she's a best-selling author in other countries as well. And she's already had a movie put out, a major motion picture, and they're working on their second one now. And this lady lives in Sulphur Springs.
Oh.
So she's not that far from here.
There is a, it's a mother-daughter, and they live in Oklahoma, somewhere in Oklahoma. And it's one of my favorite vampire series. I love a vampire story, let me tell you what. Anyway, it's one of my favorite vampire stories, and I've been trying to get a TV series made out of this book series for years and years and years. And I wish they would, because it makes me so happy.
Which book series?
House of Night.
I don't think I've read that one yet.
It's kind of a young adult, like, they're teenagers. But it's like, vampires are out and about in the world, and everybody knows it. But...
So kind of like True Blood.
True Blood, but for teenagers.
Gotcha. Yeah, because True Blood was not for teenagers.
True Blood... Girl, I tried to watch True Blood. I wanted to watch it because I read the books. I read all the books. Loved, love, love, love. Love, 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 love. Anyway, and so I wanted to watch it. And in one of the first episodes, it is so highly inappropriate. It was late at night. Everybody was in bed. And so I'm sitting there watching it. I've had a couple beers. And I'm just looking at the TV screen with this look on my face like, cannot believe that I'm watching this. If you've seen like the first couple of episodes, you know what scene I'm talking about.
I would never watch something like that.
Oh my god. My husband like got up and walked through he had been asleep and he like got up and walked through the kitchen while this craziness is playing out on the TV. And he looks at me and I've got this look on my face that is like, oh my word. And it's like, what in the actual hell are you watching? Like, is this porn? I don't know what's happening.
It's vampire porn.
And I was like, it is a vampire show. I'm not sure what's happening on the screen, but it
apparently is. Apparently, they're very fast.
It is, it's a lot.
Yep.
And it went on for like 5 minutes. Of just this craziness. And I was like, and then I just never finished watching it. Okay. Because I was like, I can't with this. It's too much.
Okay, so confession time. My husband watched the whole entire show with me.
Listen, Your husband's cooler than mine. But
no, it was terrible. It was terrible.
This is what's funny about my husband, though. So I wanted to watch this, and he was like, do you want to turn on your vampire show? I'll watch an episode of it with you. And I was like, I mean, yeah. And so I turned it on, and I was so embarrassed to sit there and watch that with my husband. And me and him are just looking at each other and looking at the TV. And he was like, I don't really care for this. And I was like, I don't really care for it either. Why are we watching this?
I have heard that the books were so amazing.
The books were amazing. Yeah. I read all the books. The books were great.
The show was comical trash.
Yeah. It was not at all. It's not at all what the books were. The books were very much classier than that.
Okay, so I just like chased a rabbit with the whole True Blood thing. So tell me about the other one.
Oh, House of Night. So it's like when you turn 18 years old, do you get marked on your forehead if you're a vampire? Like you get marked. Like somebody comes and puts their finger on your forehead and you get marked. It's a whole thing. But anyway. And then you have to move out of your house and go to this school that is it's a vampire school anyway. And then this girl, and it's usually, I think it's like a crescent moon or something on your forehead, and that's how you're marked, and that's the only mark you get. And then people have like different gifts and whatever, you know, the regular vampire stuff. Well, this girl starts, her mark starts growing, like it's like a tattoo, but her mark, she starts getting more and more tattoos anyway. And she's like super powerful or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And it's cool. It's very cool series. I liked it. It's very cool characters, and it was a young adult thing, but it's got a little bit of sexy time in it, you know.
Well, I am at the very end of a series that I've been reading, so I may have to check that out.
It's really good. I cannot, let me Google their names real quick. What I do with my phone.
Oh, you can tell me later.
No, I'm going to Google it real quick.
Okay.
Say something interesting.
Something interesting. I don't, see, I have performance anxiety when I'm on the spot.
Oh my God. Oh, PC Cast and her daughter Kristen Cast. It's really good. It's a lot of books, and then there's like a couple of like little, I have most of the series. I don't have the first three books, but I'm missing the first three books.
Oh, it sounds like you need the first three books.
Yeah. Well, I let somebody borrow them, and then they never gave them back.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that's why I don't let people borrow shit anymore. Mm-mm. Like, you should read these, but, I mean, I'll let you borrow stuff, but,
well, yeah. I would make people leave a piece of their soul that they have to come and bring back to me.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Yeah, I don't let people borrow.
No, but I do have plans one day. I want to do, have you seen the libraries you put around the door frames and stuff?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I want to do something like that in my room. I have a reading nook.
You haven't been to my house, but I have like a divider wall. When we built our house, we had this stupid, my husband, we picked a floor plan that had a normal size living room, but my husband like added feet on in a couple of different areas, but we didn't realize it when we did it, but it made the living room like stupid big. And so we have this huge living room. And so when we remodeled, I put a dividing wall. And so, like, one side is the living room, and on the other side of that wall is, like, just bookshelves. And it's, full of books.
Oh, I love it.
And so, I've got, like, a little futon over there that I mean to sit there and read books and stuff, and then I just don't. But I have a lot of books.
Yeah.
If you need to borrow a book, I'll let you borrow a book. Just bring it back.
Well, the odds are I'll just ask you to tell me what it is and then I'll download it on my Kindle.
Yes. Well, you should. I highly recommend the House of Knots series. It's really good. I think there's a new book out that I haven't even read yet of that series. I'm not sure.
So I had a tragedy happen with my Kindle one time. I took my Corvette to be serviced. And I had my Kindle sitting on the armrest. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and pop that. And when the people got into the car, I guess the guy, when he stuck his elbow on the console, he knocked my Kindle down. And fun fact about the car is that whenever you turn the car off, the seats automatically slide way back. It crushed my brand new Kindle. So I got into the car and I'm like, I don't see it. And then I realized, holy cow, it's behind the seat. So as soon as I got home, I was, you know, trying to figure out what to do. It's obviously crushed. And so I walked into the door and I'm just all like all sad and stuff. And my husband was just like, go ahead and order you another one. Because he knew.
Oh, God.
He knew I wasn't going to survive without it.
Yeah, for sure.
Had to have. Bless it. Had to have.
Yeah, yeah.
Should have bought the insurance on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't bought insurance on anything in a long time. One time I dropped a cell phone so perfectly. I'd just gotten it. I hadn't had that phone like 2 days. And it fell directly in a cup of coffee.
Have you ever dropped one in the toilet?
I have not. I have almost.
I had a cell phone in my back pocket.
I have almost done that.
Went
very
to
same
a public
thing.
Toilet. Okay, that is a public toilet.
There's
so, of
worse,
course, but I reached my hand inside there to get my phone out. I'm devastated at this point. I'm just devastated. And the phone, you know, it was trash after that. Like, no salvaging. It was trash. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful.
That happened.
There was a place I used to work, and this one girl that I worked with accidentally dropped her phone in the toilet and, like, didn't realize it until she was flushing. And the phone went in down.
Oh, you know that got stuck.
Oh, it did get stuck.
Oh.
And so she comes out and she's like traumatized. She was like, my phone it's been sucked into the toilet. And anyway, it was fine for like a day and then maintenance had to come because like the bathroom was fixing to flood because of this cell phone. And so they fish it out of the pipes and they bring it to her in a plastic bag. And they're like, do you want this? And she said, absolutely not. No, thank you.
No.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
Yeah, this is going to be the most random episode ever.
Yeah. It happens. We're still getting to know each other. We're still telling all the stuff. And
yeah. It's so fun. I love it so much.
Talking about all the things.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about next? Chrissy doesn't know.
Christmas.
Girl, have I told you this about me that I hate Christmas?
You have told me that.
I hate Christmas.
This is yet where we're yin and yang again.
It is not my thing. I've never loved Christmas ever. Like, even as a little kid, I was bad. So I was like, Santa Claus isn't going to come see me. Like, I'm not a Christmas fan.
Santa Claus has been the excuse parents have had between November and December for generations upon generations to try to get their kids to stay in line. You know, if they're bad all year long, but by November and December, they're going to get on their best behavior so that they'll get gifts from Santa.
Yeah, that works on everybody but Mikey. Oh, God, my middle son, I love him so much. He's such a good kid now, but God, when he was little and wanted to strangle him, he was so bad. I was like, I'm calling Santa, and he was like, do it.
Do it.
Do it. Call him right now.
That is awesome.
God, he's great. I love him. But, yeah, I'm doing Christmas this year with my kids on the 23rd. When my parents divorced, both of them, we in our family had always done everything on Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day is for being lazy and watching movies and like maybe having breakfast or something. So when my parents divorced, both of them insisted on, we're still doing everything on Christmas Eve. Like, neither one of them would compromise about it. And so, after my mom passed away, I was like, let's, you know, we do our, we were doing our Christmas still on a Christmas Eve, but like early in the day. And then we go to my dad's in the evening time. And, but it was still, it's too much for one day. And so I talked to my kids this year. I was like, can we just do Christmas on a different day? Like, what difference does it make?
It doesn't.
And so, I'll tell you a funny story about last Christmas. but yeah, so me and my kids are doing Christmas on the 23rd. But like, it's the commercialness of it. Like, if I see something in a store and I think, oh my God, Christy would love that so much, I'm going to buy that and I'm going to give it to you right then. Like, it just, it stresses me out having to buy something on a timeline. And like, I mean, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to, because it's what you do at Christmas time. But it stresses me out.
Yeah. My husband feels exactly the same way.
Yeah, it's just like...
And I do think that gift-giving is his love language. And you would think that that would be a great, a wonderful holiday for him. But he doesn't... He's not a fan of Christmas either. Just,
no.
He loves to see, like, the little ones have that joy of Christmas. He loves to see that. But the whole stress of buying all these gifts all at one time. And
And that's the financial of it.
Yeah.
And...
I think that we've kind of gotten away from what... the joy of Christmas was about, you know, to
point. Which I don't do the religious stuff,
but Christmas is still magical even
I like the magic of Christmas and the Santa Claus and like all that stuff for the little ones. But like, I'm grown. If I want something, I'm gonna go buy it.
Girl, I'm gonna still watch a Hallmark Christmas movie, even
I'm not
though
doing
it's
that.
The exact same plot in every movie.
I'm not doing it. My favorite Christmas movie is, and I don't even know if it's really a Christmas movie, Holiday Inn with Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
And what's his name? The one with the eyes, with the singing, whatever his name is.
I love the whole spirit of Christmas, what it's about, the kindness for others, the fact that people tend to be more thoughtful of others around,
except when they're hateful.
But it's still there, though. I mean, it's in layers, but it's still there. My favorite memory as a child, there was one year my dad loved Christmas. He probably loved Christmas more than I do, and he grew up, like, he was born in 1931. This was during the Great Depression. So I mean, it wasn't about money and things and all that. It was just about the togetherness and all that, the joy. And I remember as a little girl, I came home from school one day, and my dad, not my mom, had decorated our entire house. The entire house. I mean, every surface was covered in some kind of something, something, something. And then he had these red and green streamers going across the ceilings and all that. My mother had a fit because there were streamers in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
In the bathroom.
I cannot.
She threw a fit and he took it down. He was all grumbling while he took it down. Bah, humbug, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was so funny. But I think that I picked it up from him because he did find, you know, this, the joy in the little things. And these were, you know, not even expensive decorations, but it was just...
It was like the paper streamers and stuff like that.
Yeah, he just was wanting to bring that magic to us. And it was. When I walked in the door and I saw that everywhere, I mean, that wasn't even, like, tons of presents under the tree. It was just the magic inside of our house because it was Christmas season, you know.
I used to love decorating, like, doing the Christmas tree and, like, stuff like that. And then, I can't even really pinpoint it. It just wasn't fun anymore. And I think it's when people in your family like start dying.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of loses the joy for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. My family was super small to begin with. And then, you know, like, it's just me and my husband and my kids.
Yeah, but you've got a grandbaby coming.
I do have a grandbaby coming. Oh, God, I can't wait for her to get here. She's going to be the cutest thing
ever.
Says
the woman who's not put up the big Christmas tree yet since I've had grandkids.
Listen.
My Christmas tree is 2 feet tall right now. It's sitting on top of my fireplace mantle.
Let me tell you what I bought for a Christmas tree last year. I went on Amazon and got, it's a pop-up Christmas tree. It came in a box that was maybe 12 inches, well, it was a little bigger, maybe 15 inches by 15 inches, and maybe 3 inches thick. It's a series of hoops, and they have tinsel and lights and crap on it, and then it's like a base, and then like a series of poles that you put together, and you put the base together, and you put the series of poles together, and then you take the series of hoops that are tied together with whatever, and you place it on the top, and then it just falls down. It's Christmas tree, and it's absolute trash. I think I paid less than $20 for it, and I bought that last year, and I'm probably gonna put it up this year too. I bought a really nice Christmas tree that has been in the back of my car for a month that I don't want to put it up.
We should have a Christmas tree decorating day.
Okay, well, I thought I'll go. So, my mom's storage building is still full of her stuff up at where her house was. I need to go get the stuff. I don't want to. I have a storage building at my house full of stuff. I don't want to dig it out. Oh, God. Yeah, my family's a good time.
One year, this was when my girls were pretty young. I know my oldest daughter was in elementary school. I'm not sure if the youngest was even in school yet. She may have been, but, you know, they're pretty young. And I don't know what happened to my brain that year. But this was back in the day. This was right at the end of the Sears catalog.
Oh, I used to love Sears catalog.
The Sears catalog was the best.
I would just fold down the corner of the page of everything I wanted, mm-hmm. and then get a little pen and circle the letter. You know?
Okay, so I gave the girls the Sears catalog, yes. And we had a Sears credit card, and I didn't even think about it. Every single thing that they had marked that they even kind of liked.
Oh, God.
I did. I bought. There were so many presents under that tree. It was ridiculous. My husband was like, "What did you do?" He was quite upset at me because I kind of. Yeah. That was the only year that that happened. But do you know that my girls thought that was the most fantastic Christmas ever?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when I was raising my kids, money was tight. And my husband, and I love my husband more than anything, he does not understand how much things cost. Well, he didn't. I think he does now. But, like, he would never... I would ask for money for, like, I've got to buy the kids Christmas. And he would give me, like, $100 for 4 kids for Christmas.
Oh, no.
And it was like, and it wasn't him like being mean. It was just he didn't understand how much things cost. I made it work. Listen, one year they got camping gear, and they loved camping out in the yard, and so I got like 2 little tents and like some little. I got them all kinds of stuff. I could listen. Give me $100 and I can pull out Christmas. But yeah, no. Christmas is not my favorite time of year, though. I mean, I'll buy stuff, and I'll put on a happy face about it, but I don't like it.
I like the movie Elf.
I've not seen the movie Elf.
I have the t-shirt on right now. It says, OMG, it's Santa! I know him!
I have not seen that movie. I don't.
You would absolutely hate it. You would hate it.
Well, you know what? I remember being made to watch Miracle on 34th Street as a child. And to this day, if I can hear the first intro of that, and I'll lose my shit and leave. I hate that movie. I hate everything about it. I don't like Christmas movies. Mm-mm. White Christmas, I'll watch that one with Fred Astaire and the dancey, singy ones. I'll watch that if I have to, but, like, I'd rather not. And I will watch, like, the you remember the specials, like, the Rudolph one?
Oh, yeah.
And then there was one about the elf with the misfit toy one.
Yes.
And I will watch Frosty the Snowman.
We have all those movies at our house. Mm-hmm. We have those.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I will watch that if I have to. I'd rather not.
You know, my husband, even he's kind of he doesn't hate Christmas. He just would rather not. I guess is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
But he loves the Polar Express.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely adores the Polar Express. I've never seen that. Well, I mean, this is from somebody who's really not big into Christmas, and he loves that movie. Loves it.
You know,
so that's his bucket list thing that we have not done yet.
I have
to ride the train.
I've ridden the train. I've ridden the I don't remember where it was, but I took my kids and did it because I was a good mom, I guess. But I was like,
well, no. I don't mean to just ride the local.
Oh no, this was just a local thing.
Yeah, no, he wants to go to Colorado and
gotcha.
Was it called Silverton Mountain?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Oh no, it's not in the movie. Not in the movie. But they have one that is like a legit train ride through the mountains.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just went and did the little local thing with my kids, and it was back when I used to go to church, and it was like a church thing. And I wanted to spark my hot chocolate, and that was frowned upon, so I didn't do it, but
that's what flasks are for.
I'm not gonna say whether I actually did or actually did. I won't say.
Okay.
I'll tell on my dad, but I won't say whether or not I spiked my hot chocolate on a church trip. I did. I did a lot.
Sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
Oh, God. We could do a whole episode on my issues with religion. Issues. Drama.
It's there. I understand that.
Yeah. But.
Well, I still hope that there's something about this season that happens that will be special for you. That's my wish.
I'm looking forward to having all my kids home.
Yeah.
The kids are coming a few days like before Christmas, and like we're gonna like all of us get to hang out, which is not a thing that happens often. So I'm looking forward to being with my kids. And,
I'm gonna go to Hallsville, and I'm going to spend the night with my daughter for Christmas Eve. My husband, he thinks he's gonna have to work. So I'm just gonna go ahead and go over there, and then when he gets off work, he said he would come there, and we'll just get up Christmas morning and watch the grandbaby open her presents.
Oh, that's fun. See, I'm excited about it. I wanna start new traditions with the grandbaby.
Yeah.
Like, can we do stuff on Christmas Day with a grandbaby and not do Christmas, like, do Christmas Eve with my dad and that side of the family, and then do Christmas Day with grandbaby, or, like, even the,
something
it's
different.
Too much.
I think that it's good to have your own traditions, your own, because, I mean, these are the memories that you have to remember. That's that next generation. They're going to take those memories.
Yeah, I want to make it fun for her.
Up to this point, because of the fact that my husband and I both had already lost all of our parents, we had become the ones in the family that everybody comes to.
Yeah.
So every holiday, generally, it is at our house.
Yeah.
And so this will be the very first time that it's not, you know, since I raised kids. This will be the first time we don't have a holiday at our own house. So I'm kind of excited. It's going to be different. I do love the whole grandbabies come to grandma's house type of thing. But she comes over. I mean, it's not like she doesn't. So it'll be good to do something different.
Yeah, that's fun.
And I want her to have her own memories at home as well. So
Yeah, we did Thanksgiving at my daughter's house, and so we're doing Christmas at my house. And that may be a thing that carries on. I don't know. I like having Christmas at my house, but we're going to... I bought some fun games that are not Cards Against Humanity, because I love to play Cards Against Humanity. I have it in my car everywhere I go, because you never know when you might need to play it. But my kids don't like to play it with their mother. And my kids love the game. They just don't like playing it with me. So, but I bought some games that are a little more family friendly.
Yeah, I got you on that.
So we're gonna play some games, drink some margaritas.
Well, we're going to, in honor of Jade, which is my granddaughter, being such a Harry Potter fan.
Oh, yeah.
She loves Harry Potter. That's her boyfriend, by the way.
Love that.
We're going to have butter beer.
Oh, I love a good butter beer.
Yeah. That's our intentions.
Yeah. And I like the homemade butter beer. Like, when you make it. We went to Universal and had like the butter beer. No,
we're gonna make a butter beer.
Yeah, I would prefer the homemade version to what they serve at Universal Studios for $20 or whatever.
Oh, I'm sure.
Ridiculous price it was, and then it wasn't even good, and I was like, ugh. I mean, it was fine, the experience, whatever. I've made my last trip down there, and that's a whole nother episode.
I was in here thinking, man, the stories that you could tell. I've had a day from hell at Epcot Center before.
Yeah, it was fine. I just won't do it again. And also, I'm not driving 14 hours to get anywhere ever again with anyone. No, thank you. I'll fly there. Mm-hmm. And it was too much walking. It was hot. I was sweaty. I couldn't smoke. And there was not enough alcohol in the world to make me happy that trip. But that's a whole nother topic. But we'll do a road trip episode.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking, while you were saying all these things, I was thinking, what kind of road trip could we do that could change your mind about that? About the driving thing?
Listen, it's got to be less than 6 hours. I'm telling you, I can't do it. Like, I talked about the trip I went on to Indiana. That trip was the most amount of fun I've ever had. I will not drive that again. I'll fly. I'll fly into Indianapolis. I can't do it. I'm not doing that again. No. I've driven to Minneapolis, Minnesota. No thanks. Not doing that again. It's too far.
So I have this group of friends that we've done friends trips with. And they, there was a group of us that went to Montana together. Such a good trip. By the way, we did fly.
Oh, yeah. Drive. Okay.
But
yeah.
Horror story at the airport. Number one, I don't fly out of Shreveport anymore.
No.
Because everybody that worked there, and I mean every single person that we came in contact with, was so rude. They acted like they were doing us a favor with them being there.
Oh, yeah. Shreveport's a whole different...
It was awful.
Country down there.
Well, we got there in plenty of time. We didn't know. We thought, okay... We'll go ahead of time. We'll go the evening before, and we're going to all go to dinner together, and we're going to stay at a hotel and then go to the airport from there. we did not realize that if you stay at a hotel that's by the airport, you're in the ghetto.
Oh, yeah, girl.
It was awful. That hotel room was terrible. I did not get any sleep. There was some kid in the hallway talking on the phone to some girl, and you could hear, he was on speakerphone, so you could hear the whole conversation going, and I finally stuck my head out the door and had that mama look on my face, and I said, just so you know, I heard every single word that you said. That's right, I heard everything. Go to your room right now, shut that door, and do not come back out in this hallway. And he was like, yes ma'am, yes ma'am. But I finally got like 2 hours of sleep, maybe. And we get to the airport, and we finally get on the plane. And as soon, I mean, we're ready to go, got the seatbelt fastened and everything. And they say, okay, we need everybody off the plane. We have to deplane. There's something wrong with the plane. And I was like, oh my gosh. So we get off the plane, and they said our flight was going to be delayed for another 2 hours.
Mm-mm.
And we had, so we were going to miss our connecting flight in Dallas. And so we said, okay, so we got that switched around so we could catch the next flight from Dallas going to Bozeman, Montana. Girl, then they sent us another message saying that that flight was delayed, so we had to rush back to the airport to demand our luggage. We had to demand them give us our luggage that had never made it onto the plane yet, and they did, and we drove to Dallas.
Yeah.
So that we could get that connecting flight. It was miserable.
The last time,
such a good trip.
The last trip I went on was to Mexico, and we were supposed to fly to Longview just for convenience sake. We were going to fly to Longview at like, I can't remember what time, early in the morning. Fly to Longview, catch a flight in Dallas, and then fly from Dallas to Mexico. And so we get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and start getting ready. I think we were supposed to fly out at like 6 or 7 maybe. I can't remember. It was in the morning time. So I'm up at like 3:30, 4 o'clock getting ready. And I get a panic call from my friend, my girlfriend, and she was like, our flight from Longview's been canceled. And I was like, well, then we go to Dallas, right? Because our Dallas flight was supposed to leave at like 8 or 10 or whatever. And she was like, yeah, my husband's on the phone. We're trying to find out what we need to do. So it was just chaos. And I was like, I'm not doing that again either.
I fly out of Longview all the time, and I love going out of that airport.
Well, my cousin Denny, that I talk about all the time, which I've got to, when I leave here, I've got to go see about him. His truck broke, and his granddaughter owns a car dealership in Picayune, Mississippi. So instead of me trying to find him a car, I called Cindy, and I was like, hey, girl, your grandpa's truck broke down. Can you find him a car and bring it up here? And she was like, yeah. And first she was going to have somebody follow her and then drive back. Well, then she got here and she was like, I think I'm just going to fly back. I'll fly back at Longview. I dropped her off at 5 o'clock in the morning, and she did not leave Longview Airport until 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, that's terrible, because they don't even have food there.
No. And I was like, girl, why didn't you call me? I would have come back and got you and driven you to Dallas to get on a flight. That's ridiculous. And she was like, well, I didn't want to bother you. And I was like, girl, I kept not hearing from her.
I do understand that that could happen at any airport, that there's issues with the planes, or the plane could be delayed at another airport. I mean, things do happen, but...
Well, I told her, I was like, call me when you get home. Well, she never called me. And so it was like almost 9 o'clock at night, and I called her, and I was like, hey, girl. She was like, bitch, I just got home. I just walked in the door. And I was like, and she was like, yeah, I just got home. I don't want to talk about Longview Airport ever. She said, I'll never do it again. I was like, God.
Well, that's still the one of my choice.
Yeah. I don't care. I just know that I'm not going on any, if it takes me longer than like 4 to 6 hours to get there, I'm flying. I can't.
Well, on our concert trip, I was flying.
You were. And I was just like, you know what? She's going 95 miles an hour, and I'm just going to sit here and not say anything.
I would never do that.
You did.
I was going with the flow of the traffic. What you talking about?
Listen, hey, that's that way to not get killed, is just go with the flow of traffic.
That's right.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Well, girl, This is a long episode, and there's a whole nother 10 minutes that I'm going to figure out how to splice together with this.
Okay. We'll cut some stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut out all my hacking and coughing. God bless America. I swear, I'll get hot, and then I'll just start hacking up a lung. I can't help it. Mm. It's usually when I'm super uncomfortable, I get sweaty. Well, I hope you feel better, and we're going to try and record again tomorrow so we can have two episodes in our little piggy bank of episodes.
Okay.
So, I'll release... Anyway, send us whatever at we'realittlebitdead@gmail.com. All four of you. We love you.
We love our four followers.
We love our four followers. Oh, God. No, we're having such a good time, though. So, find us on Facebook. We need to start posting some more fun stuff on Facebook. We'll do that. We're working on it. We're getting there. We don't know what we're doing. We're figuring it out as we go. We're flying by the seat of our pants.
That's right.
So, yeah, just find us wherever we are and send us stuff. Oh, my daughter's calling me. I gotta go.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.